So yesterday, verse 48, يوم تبدل الأرض غير الأرض والسماوات وبرزوا لله الواحد القهار. The day when this earth will be replaced by another earth, and the heavens will be replaced, and the people will appear before Allah, the One, the Powerful. I explained that there's great discussion amongst the Mufassirin as to whether the earth will be replaced in features or whether the earth will be replaced in substance. And I read through a certain ahadith that Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has quoted to back up both viewpoints. There are those who say that the earth will become flat, so all the mountains and all the caves and all the trees and everything will be removed. One flat surface. And that's when Qiyamah will take place. And you'll only have that much of place to stand where you basically where you can put your feet. Then there are a hadith that indicated that the earth and the heavens will be totally replaced, and this replacement may take place several times over. And Hakim al-Ummat rahmatullah alayhi has kind of reconciled between both viewpoints and said that when the first trumpet is blown, this earth will still exist, but it'll be made totally flat. And then subsequent to that, as the processes unfold, Allah will replace the earth with another earth. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows best. Now Allah moves in the next verse. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ. You will see the sinners on that day bound together in chains. The sinners on that day will be bound together in chains. Sinners of a category will be bound together. So if these were all those who involved themselves in interest, they will be tied up together in one category. Like Allah says in Surah Saffat, أُحْشُرُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَأَزْوَاجَهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Gather together the sinners and their companions and what they used to worship besides Allah. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ. When the partners of souls are joined together. So if you were partners in crime, you committed the same crime, or you're from the same category of criminals, you will be bound together in chains. وَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ. You will see the sinners on that day bound together in chains. سَرَابِيلُهُمْ مِنْ قَطِرَانِ. Their shirts shall be of pitch. وَتَغْشَى وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارِ. And the fire will cover their faces. Two aspects to this verse. سَرَابِيلُهُمْ مِنْ قَطِرَانِ. The shirt that the inmates of Jahannam, may Allah protect us from being amongst them, will be of pitch. That's one translation. Another translation is highly inflammable tar-like oil. So the shirt will be inflammable. Ibn Abbas said it will be of molten copper. Whatever it will be of, however you want to translate qatiran, it will be something which is highly inflammable, meaning that it will become easier for you to burn. Allah protect us. It will give off a terrible stench. So one is you have the fire, and then one is you have clothing that will not protect you from the fire, but rather that will expose you more to burning because it's inflammable. That's the meaning of qatiran. And then the second part of this verse, Allah says, وَتَغْشَى وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارِ. And the fire will cover their faces. The face is the most revered part of a human's body. That's the center of a man's feelings and emotions, and the noblest of all of his external parts. The noblest of your internal parts is the heart, and the noblest of your external parts is the face. So the fire will come right up to your face. It will cover your face. وَتَغْشَى وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارِ. The fire will cover their faces. That's why the face is specifically mentioned, even though the fire will cover the entire body. But specific mention of the face, because from the outward parts of a human, that's the most sanctified. And in the internal parts, it's the heart. أَلَّتِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ. In Surah Humuza, Allah mentions, which leaps over the hearts, meaning the fire will cover the heart. The heart is your place of pride. And the fire will be burning that pride. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us. And Allah says, لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ كُلَّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. So that Allah may requite every soul for what it earned. Surely Allah is swift in reckoning. There's some detail in terms of what is meant by Allah is swift in reckoning. And we'll discuss that tomorrow, inshallah, as we now get closer to the end of Surah Ibrahim. That's the second last verse. This is one more verse after that.